Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your host, Rachel, and joining me tonight is my favorite sparring partner and forever friend of the pod, the one and only Lerald of Here's Johnny. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Coming straight out of the moors.
Straight out of the moors. Is that, like, not the streets, the moors. I want to hear, well, okay, so what kind of music, what kind of, like, subgenre of hip-hop comes out of the moors?
Oh, that's like Mos Def.
Oh, is there a thing? Like, does this exist already? Is there?
I don't think so, but a vibe is like that late 80s, early 90s New York City.
Oh, rap. Okay. For the Moors?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be like something British?
No.
Okay. No. See, that's a very American answer, a very American centric answer. You're like, when I think of rap that would come out of the English Moors, I think New York. No, but seriously, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for reviewing a Emerald Fennell joint with me.
You know that's right. So for those of you who've gotten here for the first time ever, you're like, me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a launch point for you.
Yeah, no kidding. So here's the backstory of how this came to be. Larry wanted to review this, and I was like, no. Ariel was like, no. And he was like, yes. And we're like, fine, but only if the listeners want it. So we put a poll in the Discord. So if you are not a patron, or you are a patron and you're not on the Discord and you're displeased with this selection, you are part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Join the Patreon. Get on the Patreon, because it came down to a vote, and by one vote, Wuthering Heights was added to the
I'm just happy that one vote swung it.
I think that one vote was you, because
I was. It was me.
If you ever hear someone say every vote counts, this is a perfect example.
It's true.
Never give away your voice. I was the one person who gave away my voice, and here we are talking about Wuthering Heights, which I was assured was a horror film, a gothic horror film by Lerald. So one of the things we'll definitely be talking about tonight is whether or not this film qualifies as gothic horror. All right, but before we get into any of that, Larry, any exciting updates, anything going on with you, any things you want to plug, what's the tea?
I have not watched the pilot or the premiere of Euphoria yet.
Oh,
season 3.
The buzz has been divisive. What are your thoughts and feelings about what you're hearing?
So luckily I don't hear anything.
Right? Oh,
that's
okay.
The beauty of where I'm at.
Okay.
With my social media stuff, but it's very hard to explain. I watched the first two seasons. I can't really say I liked it, but like I was compelled to watch it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like a train crash. Like, it wasn't like it was bad. It also wasn't good. It's just a thing. I think for me with the first, what got me to watch the first two seasons was just the amount of stars that came out of that show.
Right. You're just like, I need to go see, like, where this is, so like become such a zeitgeist thing. In fact, tonight we're going to be talking about one of them.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very similar to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like, how many actors and actresses who are younger spun out of that? Margaret Qualley.
Mm.
And that was one of her first roles. Maya Hawke was in it. City Sweeney, funnily enough, was in that one too. So for me, it's like one of those like things where it's, I always find that interesting. I know there's a time jump. That's all I really know. I saw the trailer. I have no idea what's happening, but we'll see. I'll get to it. I talked about this on Here's Johnny, but I saw The Housemaid.
Yeah. Again, another Euphoria alumni in that one.
Again, it's funny. The first thing I ever saw City Sweeney in, this, we had this conversation a while ago, was that Nun movie.
Oh, Immaculate.
And I was like, this is a... that was dark and heavy shit, and I liked it. And so there's that. I started Salem's Lot.
Oh, yes. Yes, I got to get on that. Jeez.
For Justin, because he finally hit the three quarters point, because we're trying to encourage his new passion or his want to read physical media. So yeah. I didn't want to rush him. So I was waiting for him. Mm-hmm. MJF beat Kenny Omega last night at Dynasty.
I don't know these words.
Well, you'll be staring at MJF. I have his action figure up here.
Is this in the room. A wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yes. So he beat Kenny, and that was cool. I went to a Pokemon card show with Lydia on Saturday.
Oh, how'd that go?
So I mainly did it to get out of the house because poor Deb has just been working like crazy. And that's a way to go do something with Lydia. And what made me the happiest is, well, one, Lydia was in a great mood the whole time.
Oh, nice.
But everyone was so nice to her. They were giving her stickers. They were giving her cards. They were like commenting on her little stuffies. Like, it was just really sweet to see how well they were treating, like, not just a lady, but I saw with other kids too, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was very much like, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos of people like at card shows and stuff like that treating younger kids well. And it was nice to see that wasn't just performative. Like, that truly was the vibe.
Aw, I love that.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Okay, awesome. I really only have one plug. It's out when we're recording this, it'll be out tomorrow. But by the time this drops, it will be out. Ariel and I guested on a recent episode of Films at First Sight. We reviewed the film Irma Vep. As usual, the conversation was a ton of fun. We laughed a bunch. We watched a movie that honestly, probably I would never have seen had it not been for, as is the case anytime we're on Films at First Sight. It's either some very obscure film that I would never see or some like you know, highbrow, critically acclaimed drama, some genre outside of sci-fi or horror that I would probably never watch. And it was the film was very interesting, but more interesting, in my opinion, was the conversation we had about it. Graham and Joe are the best. In fact, next week we'll be joined by Graham, which we're really looking forward to. And he has picked a doozy of a movie for us, but we'll get into that later. So if you aren't already listening to Films at First Sight, this is like the call to subscribe and check them out immediately. They are the best.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're great. So I don't know, Larry, if you ever listen to the show, but the conceit is basically like the whole point is to show either each other or together collectively or with the guests a movie they've never seen for the first time and then like discuss it.
And no, I actually had to purge my podcast list here recently.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I was just falling really far behind. And so a couple of them had to go.
That happens. I've probably got to do a purge myself.
Strange Little Guys had to go because it's dark for one. And two, like, it used to be like one shots, so like each week was a new guy. But now it's like 5-6 parters. And it's like, I just don't have that. But I will say on the podcast, me and Devin pre-ordered Caro's book yesteryear.
Oh,
and Devin's starting that Wednesday when she finishes tax season. That's her like reward to herself.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, that's one of the hosts of Diabolical Lies, which is a fantastic show. If you're not listening to it, they are a couple of smarties.
I think it's my favorite podcast. I really, great. Really do. It is. Yeah, it is remarkable.
It's one of my faves too.
This, the way they break stuff down and their dial, it is.
Have you listened to A Bit Fruity yet?
No.
I think you'll really like that too. Okay, well, so I think that's it for plugs. In case this is your first time on the show again. Let me tell you a little bit about how we handle spoilers. We will spoil everything eventually. Nothing is out of bounds. But what we like to do is we like to give you our thoughts about the film, information about the director and the making of the film, and a synopsis, spoiler-free synopsis, before we get into the spoilers. So that way you get a chance to get an idea of how we felt about the film and make a decision about whether or not you want to watch it first or not. But just know, I will give you a heads up before we head into the spoiler zone.
I mean, this book did come out almost 200 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, this is not a faithful adaptation of
it. Is not, and we will get into
that. That's why it's in quotations. You know that, right?
I did read after I watch, because I always wait till after I watch it. Mm-hmm. I did read what she said, and we'll get to it, but one of the movies she was inspired by was crystal clear watching this.
Was it Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Romeo plus Juliet.
Oh, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course.
One of my favorite films.
I mean, I haven't watched it in a million years, but I wonder if it holds up. But I did love it at the time.
If you want to get drunk next Wednesday when you get off the airport, we can just load that up and just take a shot.
Only if you do like the whole Tibble monologue with it.
I had Mercutio's. I used to have that memorized.
Oh, yeah. Mercutio. Yeah.
The Queen Mab.
Uh-huh. How did I know that? I didn't know that, but I know you.
So fucking good.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we come back, we'll get into all of that. Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.